Now, politically, we are getting very close to a massive day in the calendar. Tomorrow is EU referendum day. Ken will be busy. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's hard to take the smile off your face this morning. You're not even thinking referendum.
No, the big European question is whether it'll be Wales or France, really, isn't it?
And can we beat Wales?
Yeah, although I was, funnily enough, on Monday night, I was trying to flick which match will I watch, and I ended up watching Wales rather than England, and I thought Wales were fantastic. And I thought Gareth Bale really proved he's a world-class player, and Ramsey is not far behind that. So that they do have something that we don't have in terms of a couple of world-class players. Having said that, the rest of the Welsh team's fairly ordinary. And you would think that if you have a chance of beating anyone, it would be Wales. It goes back to 82. I remember we played France in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. We went 1-0 up. I think Martin O'Neill scored. And then we lost 4-1. But that was still a marvellous achievement. But hey, it's great. It's great still. And it's the only topic people are actually talking about.
Totally. But that any of us old enough to remember the 80s, it's that same feel-good factor. And, you know, we got it in the 90s when the Republic did well. The football
Absolutely.
Really does give you a
lift. I really hope the Republic win tonight. And I was talking to somebody who's over in Paris who had watched the Republic game at the weekend against Belgium, which didn't go terribly well. But he was saying that, funnily enough, all the Northern Ireland supporters in that fan zone were cheering on the Republic. And I think most people here really hope the Republic do well tonight.
And now, of course, we've got an opportunity to fully support them, because if we were depending on them getting beaten, that would have taken the sweetness out of it.
Yeah,
but
it might have, you know. Yeah.
So you've also got some work to do over the not necessarily the next 24 hours, but certainly in the run through from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's being overshadowed in Northern Ireland today because of the football, but really this is a huge referendum tomorrow. Probably the biggest in all our lifetimes, the decision whether to leave Europe or not. Really, I suppose at this stage everybody's had their say. There's a few final events, but I think you'll find people will go into the polling booths tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and they've got a big decision to make. Now, the polling booths are open from 7 to 10. The votes will be counted a bit like a general election, and then in Northern Ireland they'll go to the Titanic Centre, to the count centre there, where they'll be announced. The Northern Ireland result will be announced, and then that will be transferred over to Manchester, where all the results are being correlated for the rest of the United Kingdom. And we should have a result somewhere between 6 in the morning or 8. It depends whether there's any recounts, which could delay it, but you'll have a fair indication with the different announcements from the various count centres how it's going.
It's just an idea. It's just an issue of going into the polling station and putting an X with what you agree
with.
And
the question's quite simple. Do you want to remain in the EU or do you want to leave? And it's been quite a campaign. It's been quite bitter, quite nasty at times. And it has swung back and forward. But if you look at the opinion polls this morning, it's very tight.
It is tight. How are the parties that are divided on it going to rebuild the allegiances within the parties?
That's actually a very good question, because I think on Friday, no matter what happens, politics is going to be redefined. I'm not saying that Cameron, just say Cameron wins narrowly. I'm not saying that he would go immediately, but it'd be fairly weak, because this has been a very bitter campaign. He would have the task of reuniting the Conservative Party. The other complication is he's already said he's not going to serve another term. So you could have a very weak Prime Minister. And somebody was saying to me, well, look in the Labour Party, just say the result goes leave. Certainly those who are not happy with Jeremy Corbyn may well take that opportunity to try and do something there. It could be, and we would all have to study the relationships after the result, one way or the other, because things are going to change. There's no question about that.
How would Cameron cope as Prime Minister if Boris beats him?
I think Cameron could be gone at 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
This is just as blunt as that.
I think it could be on the steps of Downing Street. I mean, he would be, he says he's going to continue, and maybe he will, but he'd be a Prime Minister without authority if that was the case.
It is a massive responsibility to the electorate at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's huge, and it's not about the politicians in Westminster, or it's not about the politicians in the Dáil. It's not about the politicians in Stormont. This is about the people. This is a time when people have a real political clout. Now, I cast people's minds back to the Scottish referendum a couple of years ago, where 84% turned out and voted. And I was working at that referendum for probably about 2 weeks beforehand, and people were engaged. Now, I'm not quite sure it's the same in Northern Ireland this time, although I am detecting it over in England, particularly. People are engaged, and I think it'll be fascinating to see what the turnout is. They're telling me that if the turnout is high, that'll suit the Remain campaign. But we won't have long to wait to find out what the result is.
Certainly the opinion polls have it very, very close at the moment.
Very close, very close.
Absolutely. Ken, thank you.